Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report. We're very happy to have with us Paul Bellani, who's doing just a wonderful program with the Coats for Kids campaign throughout Western New York. This is the 22nd annual Colvin Cleaners Coats for Kids program, and I know our sister stations are involved here with Entercom Radio with us, because I see on the barrels at here on Corporate Parkway, they have
well, you see 98.5
yeah.
Well, that's our Entercom sister. Radio and
right.
Janet Snyder. Yeah, she's our voice and does a great job for us.
Well, we're very honored to have you on the program. It's wonderful what you're doing in keeping our kids warm. I'd like to mention that Michael Bellani, the older brother, recommended the program here today with Paul. And a little information on Paul Bellani. He began his career in the family business, Colvin Cleaners, in August of 76, following the lessons of his father and uncles, working hard and helping others. Paul, his wife Cindy, and son Christopher have grown the 86-year-young business tremendously. Today, Colvin Cleaners and Colvin Draperies have 75 employees representing 18 countries. Paul started Colvin Draperies in 83 and is currently president and CEO of Colvin Cleaners, Colvin Draperies, 2385 Elmwood, 2375 Elmwood, and vice president of Joe and G, Inc. From 80 to 85, he's a board member of the Building Owner Management Association, a tremendous civic leader, Paul Bellani. And his brother is in the studio, Michael, today. Let's first talk about this important 22nd annual Colvin Cleaners Coats for Kids program. What is it all about, Paul Bellani?
Well, Brian, it kind of speaks for itself. Coats for Kids. Kids that are cold need coats. And we want to make sure that every kid in Western New York has a coat. You know what? I wish the program wasn't needed. Then we know our goals have been achieved. If no kids in Western New York need coats, we'd be happy as can be. But until then, we collect coats year-round, hats, gloves, scarves, and those are added necessities. So the combination of the hats, the gloves, the scarves, and the coats, we have three giveaways where people who otherwise could not afford these items are welcome to come in. They don't need identification. You know, we trust the fact that they're in need. Parents with their kids, they're each allowed to select one coat. This past week we were on East Ferry mm-hmm. at True Bethel Baptist Church, right. And we distributed, we're thinking in the range of 1600 to 1700, because it got so crazy toward the end. They had a lot of coats in their garage. They brought those in. We got them all on hangers. We just had so many people. We had 300 people at 9 o'clock waiting at the doors, and it was like 18 degrees out. So there's definitely a need in Buffalo, and we feel that by collecting these coats, cleaning them all, making sure they're all in good repair, and having them ready for people to go through is a very necessary charity, as you call it, in Western New York.
Now, you have different sponsors. You mentioned KISS 98.5, our sister station here at Entercom Radio, as you are now on ESPN AM 1520, which reaches 17 states, and we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. But you have other sponsors involved, the Allstate Foundation, Fidelis Care. What other people and groups are involved with this 22nd annual Colvin Cleaners Coats for Kids program?
Well, those two sponsors, they really facilitate a tremendous need for us. The money that comes through those two companies goes directly toward media so that we can let people know where they can donate, and we can let people know if they're in need when and where they can get a coat. So that's what our sponsors do. All other costs are picked up through us. We handle everything. So the only money that is spent is really spent on marketing the program. We have other locations, public locations, like a BAC of Women's. Now, they're not a financial sponsor, but they do have barrels at all their locations. And people can go in there publicly and deliver coats. All of the Allstate offices throughout Western New York, there's one in Rochester, one in Springville, one up in Lockport, Niagara Falls. So there's not an area in Western New York where you don't have a location close by that you can go over to and drop off. Paula's Donuts just came on board. So at all the Paula's Donuts, I believe there's three of them, you can publicly donate. So in that regard, they're sponsors in a way of giving us a location for people to drop off coats. And what we've learned in business is if it's not convenient, typically it's not going to be used. So you've got to make your business convenient, just like we've got to make it convenient for people to donate. And then we've got to make it convenient for people to show up and get coats if they're in need.
Okay, let's talk about these distribution sites. You have them open at different times and so forth. This program is airing on the 18th of November. Let's talk about, I believe you have True Bethel Baptist Churches involved also.
That was this past Saturday.
Okay, well, what's coming up then?
What's coming up is Colvin Cleaners on the 18th.
Okay, give the address and the time.
2365
please.
Elmwood. It's four blocks north of Kenmore Avenue going towards Sheridan if you're coming from the city. And you'll see a large truck out there with banners, Coats for Kids. Opens at 9. And at 9 o'clock, like I said, we had almost 300 people outside of True Bethel.
Wow.
So people that came in at, say, 11 o'clock, because we say it goes till 1, they had slim pickings. I mean, they were still able to get something, but, boy, it was nothing. We had, we must have had 700-800 hats, maybe more, gloves and scarves. They were all gone.
Now, this originally was just coats, but now you've expanded it to scarves, gloves, hats.
Absolutely.
Okay, now what's the next expansion? Now, what is next on your horizon?
You know, Brian, we've got enough on our plate now. I mean, because when we finish this, then we're right into gowns for prom season. And that's another charity that we do. But, you know, right now, that pretty much covers it. You know, hats, gloves, scarves, coats, that'll keep you warm.
Let's talk a little bit about this gowns for prom season. I think you're the only company who's really pushing this, and why do you feel there's a need to give these gowns for these young ladies for these proms?
Well, last year there were over 750 young ladies that acquired gowns from the program for free, and out of those, over 300 of those were altered by our tailors. So if the gown doesn't fit, we tailor it. It's a very inclusive program. And, you know, just imagine, now you've got a daughter, Brian.
Yes.
Okay, now, how do you think she would feel if she couldn't go to the prom? Not because she didn't want to, but because you were telling her, honey, I can't afford.
She'd be crying.
Yeah. So we don't know how many life-changing moments there are with these types of situations, but we do know there's numerous. And whether it's life-changing or not, the young lady has a wonderful time at her prom, and we're able to accommodate that.
Very good. We're learning a great deal about the 22nd annual Colvin Cleaners Coats for Kids program, and we have the gentleman who's been pushing this for 20 years, civic leader of Tonawanda, Paul Bellani, on our program today. Also, we're very happy to have Michael Bellani, who's very active helping the veterans of Western New York, in the studio. If you're listening in Tonawanda, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent program with the new effort to help keep Federal Hall in Manhattan alive and thriving. Mo Nalon involved with the commissioning of a new ship, and Assembly Republican leader Brian Kolb. Coming up, former ambassador to Finland Earl I. Mack, Andrea Katsimatidis, the chairman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee, and Bob Collins with the Gravenhurst Muskoka, Canada Chamber of Commerce. A little bit more information about Paul Bellani. He was president of the Buffalo Executive Association, and from 2005 to 2008, he was involved as president of the Alliance of Professional Restoration Dry Cleaners. He served as the youngest trustee ever for the Village of Kenmore from 81 to 95. He was also one of the founding members of the Buffalo Niagara Premier Soccer Association. Our guest today, Paul Bellani. And we have a little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And I bet a lot of your customers at Colvin Cleaners are Polish, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, Brian, the Polish homes that I've been in Cheektowaga on the east side, cleaning their draperies, their homes are immaculate, the sidewalks are swept. You know, just like the old Italian grandmas, same thing, out sweeping the sidewalks, sweeping in front of the curbs. Everything in the house is immaculate. Quite a generation of, immigrants, in this city. And we're losing a lot of them,
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about this program, Coats for Kids. You're looking for coats, jackets, gloves, hats, and scarves. How can people listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio get involved, especially if they're not in Western New York, if they're listening in Toronto or Ohio or Pennsylvania or New Hampshire? How can all these people get involved?
Well, you first start by going in your closet, and you're gonna see a lot of coats, a lot of hats, gloves, scarves that you haven't worn in quite a while, or uh-huh. Your kids have grown out of. I mean, younger families, I mean, the kids are growing. They need a new coat every year because of their growth. So once you gather up all these coats, you go to our website, colvincleaners.com. You'll see a logo for Coats for Kids. You click on that. Takes you right to our Coats for Kids website. You scroll down, and you'll see a map. And the map will show you all the locations throughout Western New York. You could highlight over the dots on the map, and it'll give you the exact address. You could see where you live. You expand the map, bring it into your own neighborhood, and you'll see that typically within a mile, you'll have a location, an Allstate office or one of the Paula's Donuts or one of the BAC Women's or Colvin Cleaners, all these public locations where all you do is just walk in, drop your coats, drop your hats, gloves, and scarves, and you know, be rest assured that somebody's going to be using those this year, and you're going to make somebody very happy and keep them warm this winter.
Very good. Now, I know you have a photo of two young boys from last year's distribution. What is the significance of that photo that you've been sharing on your website?
Well, they're happy. I mean, and you know, what's nice is through this program, through Gowns for Prime, we have a number of high school kids that get community service for working within the programs, whether they're sorting down coats or they're working the day of an event and helping young kids select coats and select hats and gloves and things like that. And the reason they're doing it is because they feel what we feel. They're happy to see kids put in a different frame, where they're leaving with a coat on, with a hat on, with gloves in their pocket, that they know they can use this winter. Without those, there's teachers in school. We've had a number of teachers in school say, if I come in, can we pick out five coats? We know these kids don't have coats, and we don't know if their parents are going to take them to any one of the distributions, so we'll come in, we'll pick up the coats. So there's so much need out there, Brian. In fact, in Tonawanda, there's an organization called the Kenton Closet, and they work very closely with the Kenton schools. Now, you would think Kenmore, Tonawanda, you know, how much need could there be in Kenmore and Tonawanda? Well, okay. This Kenton Closet is probably the most organized distribution closet of school goods, socks, underwear, detergents, clothing, you know, outerwear, underwear, everything. I mean, they are so organized through donations, through volunteers, and what we do for them is we collect all the coats that are donated through the Kenton schools. They come in, select the coats after they're all clean. They get, you know, pick of all those coats. And then they take those, and then we actually deliver them back to the Kenton Closet. And these are all for needs of people that live in Kenmore, Tonawanda only. Very, very, very good organization. And we partner with a lot of organizations. And then after all of our three giveaways, Brian, there's, you know, Lenny Lane from Fathers on the East Side. There's Sam Chifa at Bethesda Church in the city of Tonawanda, his church. We donate hundreds of coats. There's Ronnie Calandra. He's got a soup kitchen over in Riverside. And they have giveaways for people that, you know, are regional to their immediate area. And we take care of those organizations also, along with the three distributions that we do.
You've really grown this business, Colvin Cleaners, and that's the fuel that you use to give back to your community for the success of Colvin Cleaners. Now, you're much younger than 86, but the business has been around for 86 years, and you've grown it tremendously. I think when I was helping you with your 60th anniversary, you may have had one-third the number of employees. Let's talk about the growth and success of Colvin Cleaners in Kenmore, New York.
Well, we've, you know, back in the 80s, we got involved in drapery cleaning and then got involved in drapery manufacturing. That portion of the business got to the point where we made it a business unto, you know, all by itself now. That business operates independently from Colvin Cleaners. We obviously, you know, share information when we have to, but they are two total different operations. Colvin Cleaners focuses strictly on cleaning clothes, picking up and delivering throughout Western New York. One of the changes we made, we had dry stores, as we call them, satellite stores, and we decided to close the satellite stores and put more attention on our pickup and delivery routes, residential pickup and delivery. We pick up and deliver in offices, but we find once we get you in your office and we see your home address, we let you know we could be at your house. It's much easier dropping your bag in front of your door than parking, right, carrying it into your office and things like that. And we really focus on the customer. What are the things that the customer really needs? We've got six full-time tailors now.
Wow.
So we're able to do tailoring. If let's say you're a pickup and delivery customer, we pick up your bag on Monday. by Thursday, when your clothes are being delivered back to your house, your tailoring is done also. If you buy clothes and you need them fitted, you come in one of our two fitting rooms, you get fitted, leave, and your next delivery day, your clothes are delivered. Or
that's very convenient.
Yeah, that's what it's about. We've relieved a lot of bottlenecks. We've really invested in technology. We've invested in a lot of new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what I love in our business is, you know, really studying efficiencies and educating employees. I mean, what our management does is we catch our employees doing things right, and we acknowledge that. And that's what 80% of our management day is spent doing, identifying people doing things right, and then paying attention to customers. They have a concern, they're paid attention to immediately, and we're very easy. All you can do is go to our website, info@colvincleaners.com. I think there's three or four of us that get it, and it's almost like we almost race to answer that. I have a situation where a pastor of a church, she had an anniversary event, 9 o'clock 2 weeks ago Sunday, and at 8:20, 20 minutes after our store closed, on Saturday, I had a voicemail, and the voicemails from the cleaners come right to my cell phone. So I listen to the voicemail, and she's kind of in a panic that she needs these garments for 9 o'clock the next morning. It was a robe and some other things. And we don't open until 11 on Sunday. We're open 11 to 4. So I called her right back, and I told her I could meet her at the cleaners in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, I'm always telling people about your cleaners, how great you guys are, and here's just another example. And that's a routine for us.
I have to say, the Bellani family are great promoters. They know how to promote charity. Yes. They know how to promote business. Paul is our guest today, recommended by Michael, and they leave no stone unturned, really. Very dynamic family, and we're honored to have Paul Bellani, who's in charge of the 22nd annual Coats for Kids program. If you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Paul Bellani, who is the president of Colvin Cleaners. Colvin Cleaners also won the 2010 Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award. Paul Bellani received the 2017 Buffalo 612 C-Level Executives Award, the 2007 Citizens Bank SBA Award. Let's talk a little bit more about how gently used these coats, jackets, gloves, and hats and scarves should be. You have certain standards.
Absolutely. If they don't meet our standards, they get donated to the Goodwill, and the Goodwill has their standards, and I can't tell you how many pounds of garments they sell mm-hmm. overseas. So we've got a means for handling, you know, all the garments. We're not going to put anything out that is not usable and not clean and not in good shape.
Very good. Now, you have a website, www.coats4kids.com. Let's talk about the significance and the activity with this website.
It's very active. We've got a young lady that manages all of our social media marketing, and she gives us all the numbers. Half of the things she talks about, Brian, you know, I don't quite understand, but I know it works. If between her and my son Christopher, if we want to get in touch with the millennials or we want to get in touch with a younger generation, they're all over it. They know how to do it. And the numbers she comes back with, our websites are very, very active. Our other partner is Channel 4 on the TV side, and then Entercom Radio here with, you know, Kiss 98.5 and Janet Snyder. So they intermix all of the, you know, Facebooks and the Twitters and the things like that, so that everybody is being shared. All the different people that follow us are following them, you know. So it's really interesting at how it all works, and the message gets out. So anybody with a smartphone or most of the people now, I mean, I actually got a phone book delivered to me the other day, Brian. And I looked at it, and I remember the day when we would fight over what we're going to spend in that phone book because we needed placement and we needed this. And it's almost like a paradigm shift where who uses a phone book anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the people that are doing business are looking at their phone, they're Googling and, you know, finding a location, and it, you know, tells you how to drive there. It's really amazing. That's why I get a kick out of people that say the good old days. You know, I'm sure there were a lot of good things going on in those days, but I think if those people in those days that were working on the farms and, you know, moving across this country, if you put them in today's day and age, I don't think they would sit there and say, geez, I want to go back to all that hard work and all that struggle and things like that. So any way we can utilize the technology to help us get our messages out. But really, the easiest thing for people to do is just go to colvincleaners.com. Bingo. And click a button, and it takes you right to the website for Coach for Kids.
Let's talk about these 40 donation locations for Coats for Kids. Where are they? How can people drop things off?
Well, once they get to our website and they go to Coats for Kids, they'll see a map on that website. It's a very interactive map that Megan came up with. You'll see all the locations. The map can expand so it can get closer to your home. You can go right to your street and see that four blocks away there's a little red dot there that you could put your icon over and your arrow over, and all of a sudden it'll give you the address, tell you exactly where it's at. So it's so easy to find any one of the locations. You know, the BAC Women's, those are busy stores. The Paula's Donuts, I don't have to tell you how busy those are. I've got friends from all over the country.
All low calorie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all low calorie. I've got friends, when they hear Paula's Donuts, they go, why are you torturing me like that? I want to come back to Buffalo. And then all of the Allstate offices. And, I mean, Allstate offices are very visible. Colvin Cleaners, very visible in Kenmore. So wherever you want to drive to drop off your coats this week in particular, we're in dire need.
Is there any significance that you're doing this around Thanksgiving, the Coats for Kids program?
Well, you know, I think it's ironic that, you know, Thanksgiving comes when it gets cold out, and we do our program when it gets cold out. It's really no significant to Thanksgiving. It's really, you know, more or less, you know, in the fall is when the cold comes to Buffalo. And we're struggling 3 weeks ago when it was 70 degrees out, 80
right.
degrees out. We didn't have many coats. The coats really didn't start rolling in until 2 weeks ago. And so the weather really is a factor. You know, you could do all the marketing you want. You know, that's why I always say, you know, when it comes to marketing, they'll say, well, why don't you advertise for draperies in January when you're slow? I said, we're slow for a reason. You know, right after the holidays, people are winding down. They're not thinking of, you know, decorating their houses and cleaning their draperies. Maybe in the spring now is a different story when they're opening their house. So you kind of have to fish when the fish are. If we ran our Coats for Kids program in the middle of the summer, I don't think we'd have long lines outside, because who's really thinking of staying warm in the middle of the summer with coats? It's a good time. I mean, it's good proactive thinking, but you're just not going to get people to react. But when they are cold, they'll react to get warm.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We encourage all our listeners in 17 states to support this wonderful humanitarian effort led by Paul Bellani, whose family has been very active with Colvin Cleaners for 86 years. Special thanks to Michael Bellani for recommending this program, and to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about Coats for Kids, Paul Bellani. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.